Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kick-Ass Sermon Sunday edition. Blessed be thee who dials into our entertaining and informative radio show about freedom, peace, liberty, and, you know, I don't know, just being better people, I guess. The telephone number, of course, if you'd like to join in today's sermon, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Nikki.
And before we go on, I just want to say thank you to Patrick Easterday. Patrick Easterday is a Gold Amps subscriber. What is an Amps subscriber, you might ask? Well, it's somebody who donates a bit of money. I believe the gold level is $25 a month, but we only ask for five. There's different levels, silver, gold, and platinum. I don't remember. But you can go find out more about the program over at AMPS, A-M-P-S, .freetalklive.com. You do get some perks, but the money goes to my beer budget specific. No, it doesn't. It doesn't pay for my beer at all. I pay for my own beer. Thank you very much. The money that you contribute goes to getting this radio program onto more radio stations across the United States. We're also on some satellite stations. We're also on the Internet. We're also streaming live to over a dozen video outlets now. Some of them I've never even heard of, but there we are. A couple of them came up overseas. We're streaming some platform in Russia now and a couple of other places. So the money is being used for those purposes and spreading the philosophies of freedom and peace and prosperity where it hasn't been before. So thank you very much, Patrick Easterday, for being an AMPS subscriber over at AMPS. freetalklive.com. We appreciate your contribution to the show. All right. So we were talking with Tom from North Dakota, who has something to do with the news business. And he was mentioning he had talked with a sheriff where there was an incident with a home intruder. The homeowner found a man, naked in the garage and shot him, and North Dakota was just like, yep, that's all there is to it. Is that right, Tom?
That's exactly right. And, you know, at Rittenhouse, would have happened here, the same thing would have happened, except they probably would have taken him out to dinner that same night. This shows the difference in our country in many different ways. I mean, this guy here that was in the garage of this man, can you imagine? You wake up, you hear some noise, you go into your garage at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and you find a man naked, wrapped in a towel, and advancing on you. What if he didn't have a gun? What would he do then? This was a big guy, this guy.
Yeah.
And then we come to find out in covering the story that in the last several years, he has been caught naked in several people's homes, only to be released on probation with no jail time.
What the heck?
So here's this fella who is obviously mentally unstable, but what would he do inside your home? And what if he didn't have a gun? And what if you weren't in a state like North Dakota where when you use your gun in self-defense, you're applauded, not arrested?
Well,
right.
And I see this a lot, especially being a woman. It's important to have something to defend yourself. And I say that to people who are anti-gun. You know, it's like, if it's between, you know, me having a firearm and me getting raped or murdered or mugged, you know, I'm going to be glad that I had something to adequately defend myself with. And, you know, people kind of don't think about that. A lot of people want to think about, oh, well, what about the mass shootings and this, that, and the other thing? And I think it's a lot more common that a woman might be attacked in the street than a mass shooting, you know.
Certainly. And your women are still looked at upon by predators as sort of an easier target, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I'm a large dude, I'm a hefty guy, and I got a shaved head and a giant goatee, and, like, you know, as far as targets are concerned, I'm low on the list of priorities of targets. And I talked to a lot of folks. I lived in the Seattle area for a long time, a lot of folks on the left over there, and a lot of folks, particularly the women, you know, very sort of, you know, lefty feminist, you know, thoughts and that kind of a thing. And I would always talk to them about guns. I'd be like, you realize that guns are the great equalizer, right?
Yeah.
If this is what you are afraid of, go take a training course. Go learn proper gun safety, how to handle one. Go learn how to carry one. And that is the great equalizer. If rape is something you are afraid of, there is a great equalizer.
Absolutely.
It's no handgun, you know, and that kind of thing. So we've gotten off topic. Tom, go ahead.
What about this caller of yours that thinks that guns are dangerous? Yes, they are dangerous. Of course they are. And I want my gun to be dangerous. Dangerous for the guy who tries to attack me in my garage or attack my wife going down the street. And dangerous for him if what's his name? Rodney King or
no, you're talking about Jerome?
Jerome, yeah.
Jerome, one day you'll need a gun and you'll find out why it's important to have a gun. And you won't think it's too dangerous to have a gun when somebody's trying to invade you in your home.
Well, he says he was in the military, so I'm assuming at one point he had one. One would assume so, right?
He probably does too, but, you know, like most of the people very well left of center, they think they want nobody else to have guns, but they'd like to have one themselves. You know, everything is good for that. Good for the goose is good for the gander is not true for them. And so I would imagine he probably has his own gun, but he doesn't want somebody else to have it because they don't know how to handle it. Guns are dangerous, and they should be dangerous, and they should be carried, taken seriously. But here in North Dakota, I got to tell you, if you go into somebody's house, you're going to get shot. And nobody's going to cry for you.
Do you know, Tom, what the name of that? Because it's a certain style of law, and it's not just North Dakota. I think Texas has one, too, or there's a couple other states. It's like something domicile.
Castle law.
Is it what? What is it?
It's the castle law.
The castle law. Thank you. Castle doctrine. That's what it is. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate the call, Tom. Thanks a bunch, man.
I also want to say that I don't think it's a coincidence that in places where they do have more lenient gun laws, that I think the rates of, you know, people being attacked and, you know, rapes, I think those rates are a lot lower.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel safe walking around New Hampshire at night.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts, not so much.
Not so much.
And that's like, you know, you go an hour over the border, and it's like, I go to Worcester, and I don't feel safe walking around at night.
Yeah. Well, and the caller, Tom, is correct. Guns are dangerous, but
the point.
comparing it to something else, like cars, vehicles, motor vehicles, more dangerous than guns. But yet people just get in them and drive because they realize the actual use case for automobiles is to transport you from point A to point B so that you don't have to walk, right? Whereas most people don't really have their head wrapped around the everyday use case of carrying a firearm, personally, on an individual level. They think that, we have people for that. And these people are known as the police.
People that are shooting people?
The ones that are shooting your dog and the ones that are, you know, shooting innocent people and, you know, all that kind of a thing. And otherwise intimidating and bullying people. You know, it really is the great equalizer. And I'd be curious to know in New Hampshire specifically because the concealed carry bit only went through in like 2018, if I remember correctly. I think Ian mentioned that last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
On the show. So it used to be you could just carry open, but if you wanted to conceal carry, there were some other hoops you had to jump through. I think you had to get like a concealed carry permit.
Oh, that's fair.
But they changed that not too long ago, 3-4 years ago. And so I'd be curious to see if there's any correlation between everybody just being able to, by being in the state of New Hampshire, conceal carry and a decrease in crime. It'd be interesting to see those stats. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us. More of your calls and thoughts on the way. Plus, we've got a lot more. This is Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Pre-coaching there.
That was natural.
Awesome. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about all sorts of stuff, including hospitalization. We've been talking about COVID. We've been talking about, what was the other thing?
Africa.
Africa and the rate of COVID and why it's so low there. We've been talking a bit about guns, of course, off and on throughout the evening. You're welcome to call and talk about any of that or anything else that's on your mind. Doesn't have to be what we're talking about. Speaking of callers, let's go right away to Rick, who's been holding. He's calling from New Mexico. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Reverend. Hi, Nikki.
Hey.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Rick?
You talked earlier about our country, the United States, incarcerates more people than anybody else in the world.
Yes.
And that's because other countries, they just kill them. like in the Philippines, they crack down on drug dealers. They just go to their house, go through the front door, and shoot them. Our ideology here and our theory is incarcerate them unless it's a heinous crime, rehabilitate them, and then put them back into society. In other countries, they don't do that.
Well, I don't think the point of putting people in prisons is to, you know, reintegrate them into society, rehabilitate them, I believe is the term that you just used, because none of that really actually occurs. And in fact, if somebody does go to prison and they get out, normally the last thing they are is rehabilitated.
Yeah, I think it's quite the opposite. It almost makes people, you know, I don't want to say worse, but kind of.
Well, it can, but the idea is rehabilitation. A lot of times it doesn't work. It works with me.
There's something called the prison industrial complex. And once again, I'll talk about incentives. So there's a whole bunch of businesses who build these prisons, and they lobby Congress and all sorts of other legislative bodies across the United States, depending on if they're a federal prison or a state prison or whatever. And they go, well, our prison is this big, and this is how many prisoners it can hold, and so therefore we need to fill these seats in order to be the most profitable that we can be. Now, I'm not against making a profit. What I'm against is making a profit off of imprisoning people for crimes without any victim. So if you look at what people are in prison for and you go, how many of these have either harmed an individual person or somebody's property? And you just set those aside for a minute. And then you look at the rest of the population. It is large. Most of the people incarcerated are not guilty of a crime where a person or property have been harmed. They're guilty of some sort of bureaucratic violation. Most of them, drug charges.
Right. But
and that's what I'm against.
Point was, right, and I'm against that too, but in other countries, you don't get a chance to be deemed innocent. They just kill you.
In some countries, yes. Maybe we could think about Europe. I mean, Europe for sure doesn't go around, you know, European countries, they don't just shoot people if they're selling drugs or whatever. And they for sure have a lower incarceration rate than the U.S. So not all countries just will, like, shoot you dead if you do something wrong.
Yeah, to be sure.
There is some.
Yes, there definitely is some. Yeah. I know you mentioned the Philippines. I don't know if this is true, but I remember my mother had told me this a while back, that in the Philippines, if you were caught stealing, that they would just cut your hand off. And then now you learned, don't steal. Now you can't steal because you don't have a hand, basically is the reasoning behind that. But and that's definitely not, you know, that's not ethical, I don't think. But
yeah. Anything else you wanted to say tonight, Rick?
There's just one thing I wanted to say about the guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God created man, and Smith and Wesson made us equal.
Hey, thanks for the call, Rick. We appreciate it.
I like that. I've never heard that before.
Here at the Church of Smith & Wesson. Yeah. Thanks for the call again, Rick. We appreciate it. Well, what do we do now? Oh, let's swing back. Let's swing back because we were talking about the guy who created the religion.
Yes,
like
the
way
guy.
Back in hour number one of tonight's show. this guy, let's see, what was his name? It's M-T-O-P. It's Motohiro to People. So this guy named Motohiro developed this religion called M-T-O-P, which he created for only the reasons to allow people to use religious reasons for getting out of stuff they didn't want to do, whether it's government or jobs or that kind of thing. Nikki, you had mentioned that in Japan, where this guy is from and where he started this religion, working overtime is a kind of a big deal. And so this article actually mentions this. It says, quote, "It's the devil's work to spend your time on things you don't want to. So turn down any unnecessary overtime," one of the teachings of MTOP reads. Overtime is a contentious matter in Japan, a country that has its own word for death by overworking. Yep. The word is karoshi, K-A-R-O-S-H-I, karoshi. So Motohiro, his religion, and the principles behind it got a lot of attention immediately from the media in Japan and the general public. Hisano, that's Motohiro, was only 21 years old when he founded MTOP. He claims that he only wished to give people a good reason to get out of things they didn't want to do.
That's awesome.
I think he got his wish.
Power to him.
Japanese law prohibits discrimination based on ideology or creed. So if you just happen to be a follower of a religion that frowns upon working overtime, well, you can invoke religious reasons if you don't want to work the overtime. That's pretty cool. In my book, if I were in Japan, I'd be like, yep, sign me up. Let me follow him on Twitter.
I wonder if that actually works. You can do a religious exemption for overtime.
I have to assume it does because, you know, otherwise why would he be getting this much attention?
Yeah, exactly.
But MTOP doesn't only get followers out of working overtime. Its doctrine touches on issues like maternity leave, paid leave, and even attending parties. So you can use religious reasons in a variety of situations. Let's say, for example, you get invited to a party you don't want to attend. Just say you can't go for religious reasons. I would have loved this when I was working in, like, the cubicle farms, right? You know, the corporate environment. Like, okay, we're going to have the annual office whatever party.
Can't. Right? It's against my religion.
Like, yeah, my religion prevents me from participating in office parties. Yeah, I have religious reasons. That would have been great to get out of something like that for a reason like this. 603-283-6160. This guy said he was inspired by the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster to start his religion.
Amazing.
Which, if you're not familiar, it's something the atheists like to invoke, the Flying Spaghetti Monster. They used to have an FSM t-shirt. It was pretty cool. More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 20 people are injured after an SUV plows through a holiday parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The police chief, Daniel Thompson, describing the scene as chaotic after the red SUV drove right into the crowd just before sunset.
To transport her from the scene via ambulance. Officers actually transported some of the injured personnel and took them to the hospitals, and some victims were actually transported by family members or friends to the hospital.
Waukesha police have reportedly set up a perimeter around the entire downtown, and they're searching for a person of interest. Only a third of Americans are satisfied with President Biden's handling of inflation. A new poll by CBS News showing less than half of those surveyed approve of Biden's handling of major issues overall, including race relations. And this is USA Radio News. Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas applauding the actions of the Women's Tennis Association after the disappearance of Peng Shui. The Chinese sports star reportedly had dinner with her coach and friends on November 20th in Beijing after being missing for weeks after her sexual assault claim against an official. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, Cruz said he condemns China for trying to pretend that everything's okay, praising the Women's Tennis Association for standing up to the Chinese government. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is telling the public about the safest ways to defrost turkeys for Thanksgiving. The USDA is reminding us for longest storage, thawing turkeys in the refrigerator is the safe bet. The department said this is the safest method, allowing the turkey to thaw at a consistent temperature. It's recommended to allow 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is the telephone number here in the studios of Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, talk about anything that's on your mind. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Nikki.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Toilet Prize. Yes, I'm making a joke. Nikki, you've brought in an article which I know nothing about other than the headline that you've given me.
It's all you need to know.
And you said, hey, do you want to talk about it? And I'm like, yes, absolutely, I do want to talk about this. Now, I should say, I should remind our listeners that I am a science fiction movie and television series fan. I love watching science fiction stuff. And so I heard this and my science fiction radar went off. Although, I'm also a parody artist who does sort of vulgar parody songs, whereas Weird Al doesn't cuss or, you know, say anything like sort of off-color. I embrace the cussing and the off-coloredness of my parody songs, so I love a good fart joke. I love, you know...
You know what, my pants.
That's right.
Classic.
Yeah. So, with all that being said, Nikki has a story.
A broken toilet on SpaceX capsule means astronauts will return to Earth in diapers.
Not face diapers.
Regular diapers.
Regular ass diapers. Depends.
Yeah, it depends.
I mean, I don't want to, like, name brands here, but it seems to me. Now, did this... Is it the space station or shuttle? I'm sorry.
Capsule.
Capsule. All right. When the engineers are designing and building this space capsule, do they just automatically put in, like, you know, a certain amount of diapers on board?
And that, yeah, that's a great question, because I wouldn't think that they would have those readily available.
Like, I'm the kind of guy that'll keep, like, some sort of an emergency pack, you know, one of the, you know, the generic, you know, it's got, like, the Mylar blanket and, you know, maybe a mesh strike and a signal,
First aid kit,
a signal mirror, right?
A couple of diapers.
Yeah. I don't... I'm rethinking this now. I'm like, maybe I should, like, because, I mean, it's a crappy situation, no pun intended.
So my nurse brain is like, why wouldn't they just put in, like, Foley catheters or something? But then I guess maybe, I don't know, I just don't think changing a diaper in space would be easy. But I guess they have they can turn their zero gravity off.
Do you suppose they powder each other?
Yeah, it's like a group effort. Like, you might need help.
Some people have a hard time achieving junk powder distribution. I've written a song about it. If you search Bandcamp and then the Dark Pumpkin Spice Lords, I wrote a song and recorded it. It's all me on guitar, me on drums, me on singing while I was drunk, and it's called Uneven Junk Powder Distribution. It was inspired by an accident that happened by some friends of mine where some baby powder spilled. It was sitting on top of the window unit air conditioner, and the baby powder spilled and just sort of right, the air conditioner fan just sort of spewed it all over the place, and I was like, well, it looks like you've got some uneven junk powder distribution, and the song was born. So it sounds to me like these astronauts might also have this problem.
Yeah, among many other problems. So the article goes to say, the journey back to Earth from space is never easy, but the astronauts aboard the SpaceX capsule coming home Monday will have an extra challenge to deal with. No working toilet. The four members on the SpaceX crew, Dragon Endeavor, will be wearing diapers as they splash down in order to prevent anything else from splashing, too.
Splash! It's a miracle.
Oh, man.
I mentioned that I was a science fiction, television, and movie buff or fan. I'm used to, like, technology where, like, you can just do your business in the suit, and the suit sort of recycles it. Now, maybe this is only referring to the liquid versions of doing your business and not the more solid versions.
I think we're like 100 years from there, maybe.
You think?
Yeah, okay. I don't think they have that yet. I wouldn't know, though. I honestly don't know anything about being an astronaut. I know that might surprise you.
I am surprised, actually.
But I really only know, like probably same as you, like Star Trek.
I expect blondes to be far more spacey. Not to be confused with Kevin Spacey.
Give me some time. Maybe after another glass of wine.
So go on.
So the crew for this mission, known as Crew 2, has been at the International Space Station since April and have spent nearly 200 days in space. I hope the toilet was functioning for the majority of that, for their sake. It has been a very, very intense mission. A lot of things have happened, said the expedition commander and French astronaut Thomas Pesquet. In a press conference over the weekend. Over the mission, they conducted a series of spacewalks, installing solar panels to upgrade the station's power grid, grew the first green chili peppers in space, and made tacos.
Wait. So you're in space, where quarters are tight, and you only have one toilet, and you go ahead and you grow stuff for Mexican food.
Yeah, not a great idea. So I'm wondering if they were...
prunes, too, while they were up there?
I wonder, were they in the capsule the whole time? Because it seems like they were, like, out and about doing other things. Because to me, like, the solar panels comment and the green chili peppers comment made me think that they had maybe done a mission elsewhere.
Did it say, were they U.S. astronauts?
So maybe they were...
They went
to the
space station, I'm
there
assuming.
Was international right, astronauts.
So I assume they went to the International Space Station, did some work there, probably where they grew the chili peppers.
Yeah, and then went back in their capsule to find out that the toilet was broken.
Or maybe while they were on the space station, they harvested some of the green chili peppers and made their Mexican food. And then they went, okay, bye, guys. We're going home now. And then that's what broke the toilet.
It all makes sense now.
I'm just wondering out loud. I don't know any of this for a fact at all. So, you know, I have no idea. One of our commenters, Jesus the Cynic, over on our streaming media says, I would say the International Space Station has diapers in case the ass hits the fan. Thank you, Jesus, you cynical bastard.
The SpaceX capsule is currently scheduled to unlock from the International Space Station on Monday afternoon and return Monday night, although all of that is dependent on weather. All in all, the four crew members could spend up to 20 hours in the capsule from the time the hatches are closed until they open again on Earth.
Okay, so the SpaceX, that's Musk's bit.
Yes.
And then 20 hours, I mean, I could do a road trip of 20 hours, you know. I don't know if I could... I mean, I could probably not.
Maybe not
do my number two business. You know, I'd certainly have to do a number one or whatever the fluid. But like, I could probably 20 hours. I think I could. I don't
there
know.
There must
though,
be like a Coke bottle or something on the International Space Station that they could bring with them at least. I mean, I'm just trying to brainstorm ways to avoid the diapers. You know.
Do you think the diapers make their spacesuits fit funny? You know, does it accentuate
their very these adult diapers nowadays are very, you know, they're very slim fitting. They're doing a good job with the tech.
They don't give them ghetto booty.
No, well they might. Depends if they're full or not.
He said depends. Oh, can you imagine? Okay, now there's plenty of turbulence, like re-entry into the atmosphere, right? And that's going to shake some things loose, so to speak. Can you imagine, like, let's say the diapers fail, at least one of them, more than one, to being stuck in a capsule with, what is it, four people?
Yeah.
With a fail? Oh, man. Woo. I wonder if they have air filters on there, you know? Do they have Febreze in space? What's the space equivalent? Hopefully. Space Febreze. You just put space in front of anything and it becomes more science fiction-y.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-233-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Segment of tonight's Sunday night Kick-Ass, Church of Kick-Ass Sermon Edition. You know, when you do radio, you should try not to stammer and stumble over your words. That's some advice I got from, well, our producers, really. They're like, hey, Captain, try not to stammer and stumble. I'm like, okay, I'll try. I would give out the phone number, but you're probably not going to get on. We do have a call on hold. We'll get to that in just a minute. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about some astronauts who are potentially in a crappy situation.
For sure.
All the crap they have to deal with. It's a bit of potty humor, if you will. We'll get back to that in just a minute, and we'll also get to your calls. But first, Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, which is a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on all things COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, and now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at librylbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and help us keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com. All right, business out of the way. Let's go to Bill in New York. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm on the air.
You are on the air, Bill. What's on your mind?
Okay, very good. I have many friends that are Republicans. And many friends that are Democrats.
Ooh.
The Democrats are following CNN, and the Republicans are following Fox.
Yep.
My best advice is watch both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Most people, they just, I'm Republican, so I'm watching Fox. And because CNN is Democrat, and they buy that channel, whatever. I don't know. That's what friends say and whatever. But my best advice to America is watch both. Draw a line between the two and look at the best of what's coming around. But sometimes it doesn't work out the way everybody wants it. So, okay, I'm not going to watch it, you know, because they're not doing
right
what I want to hear. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is called bias, right? You have a bias as to what you want to hear.
I'm on both sides of the coin. Right. Yeah. I watch both of them.
You have to be able to look at both of these things. When you start watching both of them, by the way, your bias will disappear. If you're able to do it, like a lot of people just, they won't even give it a thought. They won't even give it a try. You know, they won't watch a half hour of one
that's
and then a half
I'm
hour
saying.
Of the other.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But those people who do.
My Republican friends won't watch CNN, and my Democratic friends won't watch Fox because they're like split in the country, I guess.
But
I don't know if that's how they're doing it.
But
I listen to this channel every day.
Well, thanks.
I mean, every day. I listen to this radio every day. I'm a general contractor. When I'm driving down the road, I listen to it. I'm out in my shop right now.
So, Bill, what would you say your political affiliation is? Are you a Republican, a Democrat, neither of both?
I'm neither. I'm for whoever's going to help the country. And so here's the problem with them. They all fight amongst themselves. They're not for us. They're for each other.
Yes, they are.
That's the way I'm seeing it. I fight for this because that's what I want, and I want to fight for that because that's what I want.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate that. Bill is exactly correct. If there is somebody out there who hasn't done so, maybe you only watch Fox, maybe you only watch CNN, if you can just do this little experiment, see what happens, I guarantee it's a life-changing experience. If you can watch a half hour of Fox and a half hour of CNN back-to-back and see... They're telling the same story. The same headlines appear on both channels. They just have a different flavor to them, right? Some have seasoned salt. Some have MSG, right? I don't, you know, whatever it is. You'll very quickly, over the course of maybe a week, if you do this once a day, twice a day, where you watch the first half hour of anything Fox puts on, the first half hour of the same time slot that CNN puts something on, you do this for a week, you're going to very quickly come to some interesting conclusions about what's going on with the national media, particularly these news delivery services. I'll let you form your own opinions when you do the experiment, if you're not too chicken.
And I think that's what happens. The people are who are like, I'm only watching Fox News. They kind of almost get brainwashed by it, and they're being fed information. But when you kind of broaden your scope and look at, you know, articles from a wide range of different news sources, and you watch a wide range of different news channels, You broaden your horizon of the information, and then you're taking it upon yourself of what you make of that information. You're not just blindly being told what to think. You're curating your own thoughts, and I think that's really important. And I think that's kind of why, in the previous caller kind of alluded to that, that's why the country is getting, you know, so divided right now. Because I'm assuming the majority of the people either watch CNN or Fox News, like
yes.
Those are the two big ones, and you'll hear them talk about the same exact thing,
mm-hmm.
but spin it in a completely different way. Like, you can't even believe that they're talking about the same thing. So.
Well, and our star caller tonight, Jerome, he's a CNN guy.
You can tell.
He doesn't like that Fox News at all. He doesn't. Now, he might actually tune into Fox News every now and again. He'll mention something, but it'll only be an outrage. Like, did you hear what so-and-so on Fox News said about the blah, blah, blah?
But that kind of goes to show, like, these are his beliefs.
Yeah.
And they're genuinely his, because he listens to Free Talk Live. He calls in, and yes, we agree on some things, but a lot of the things we do not agree with him on. So it kind of just goes to show, you know, he's not just blindly being force-fed information. He is going to different resources, and he's made up his mind on what he believes in. And I think that's important, too. You know, people should have the right, even if I don't agree with it, and even if it's not freedom-friendly, they still have the right to believe whatever they want to believe.
Yep. It is a revealing experience to be able to look at specifically news broadcasts objectively And I mean really objectively. Everybody thinks that they already do that. If you watch Fox exclusively or if you watch CNN exclusively, you already believe that you watch these programs objectively. You don't.
It's a hard thing to do.
It is very. You have to, like, just sort of, I don't even know, you have to sort of put yourself in a meditative state where you're like, okay, I'm going to look at this with a fresh mind. I'm going to ignore my biases, and I'm going to watch this as if I have never seen these programs before. And if you're able to do that, it's not everybody who can do that. I don't know why. I mean, I have my suspicions, public schooling, for example. You're not taught how to be objective in public school. You're not taught logic and reason in public school. You're taught how to memorize stuff and how to regurgitate it. And oftentimes people who watch exclusively one of these networks that we're talking about, they are what have been referred to as repeaters or regurgitators. So this is an interesting experiment you can conduct on yourself. Watch one or both of these news programs and go to your job, whatever you do, and listen to other people. And listen for specifically how many phrases you heard last night on or in the morning on your way to work or whatever it is, whatever you listen to. Listen to the phrases that you've heard on the news and listen to people repeating them. You'll get a real good idea of who's thinking for themselves and who's just watching and repeating what they've seen on the glowing box. Because that number is very high. Most people are repeaters.
And I think nowadays, maybe not so many of like the people in the younger generations are watching the news. So, you know, they might not be getting their information from CNN or Fox News. But you can tell, you know, who is following the narrative, you know, because they'll say, just to throw out a random example, a lot of people think that the people that Kyle Rittenhouse shot were black, when in fact, they were actually white. But it was just a story that people ran with that kind of got that misinformation widely spread.
Sadly, we are out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Free Talk Live does broadcast 7 nights a week, so please call between 7 and 10 p.m. on any day. That's Eastern Time. Thanks and peace.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.